Now, joining us, we have Tina Koumarianis, the Agony Aunt from Rathdrum, who I see, I've been told, you're doing a dog show.
I am. Yes, I am indeed. Next Sunday, 7th of August, I've been very kindly invited to judge the dog show at the Ballinacore Community Project at their field day in Glenmalure. It actually opens up at 12 noon with various demonstrations, but the Shaggy Dog Show, which is actually for every type of dog, registrations will be at 2 o'clock on the field, and entries are €3 per class or €5 for two classes, and the first class starts at 2:30. We're getting great prizes from our lovely sponsors. Maxi Zoo is giving us various prizes as they did last time. We have a voucher for €100 from Avondale Vets for the overall winner, and also Glanbia and Rathdrum have been very kind. They're giving us dog food, so that's next Sunday, 7th of August, Ballinacore Field in Glenmalure, from 12 o'clock, but the dog show is 2:30, and I hope to see you there.
Very good. Oh, fair play to you out and about. Hope the weather's good too.
Yes.
Now, Tina's here, down to business. Here's one, dear Tina. My mother has been in hospital for the past 3 months after a stroke. I'm her carer, but now my sister, who's older and hasn't seen her in over 5 years, is taking over. I drive 120 kilometres round trip twice a week. Please, can Tina offer any advice, please?
Yeah, this came in last week while we were on air. Well, a lot of questions spring to mind. One, why has your sister not seen your mother in 5 years? Two, does she live nearby or is she coming from abroad? And three, are there just the two of you in the family or do you have other siblings? And if so, where are they? I'm taking it there are just the two of you. Your mother has been hospitalised for 3 months, so I assume that she's not well at all. I say this because my mother had several strokes but was never in hospital for anything like that long. So I'm very, very sorry for you. I think all these things play a part in what's suddenly happening, but none more so in my sometimes cynical mind, and yes, I sometimes have a cynical mind, than the prospect of a will if your mother is seriously ill and there's just you two sisters to benefit. I've seen this before. It's such a relief to be able to tell people at a funeral that you were there for her at the end, you cared for her, you gave up your time, even if it was only for a few weeks. These late carers generally manage to leave that part out. It also relieves any guilt they may have for never being round and leaving it to others. It makes that person feel so much better about the fact they haven't bothered for, well, in your sister's case, 5 years. Is your mother compos mentis? Does she know what's going on? What was her relationship like with your sister before your sister vaporized? In other words, is your sister still in her will or is she on a mission to guilt trip her? It is, is it a case of the prodigal daughter returning and hoping for the best? I know this all sounds very cynical, but you've got to think these things through. Yes, yes. To the kinder of you out there who are now choking over your morning coffee, it would read as, she sees the error of her ways and wants to make amends with her mother before it's too late. But making amends doesn't include suddenly blocking the daughter who has been there for her mother all this time, travelling many, many miles each week to care for her. I would absolutely smell a large rat. My advice to you, I would definitely stand my ground and tell her it is not necessary for her to visit the hospital while you are there, as it's your mother you're coming all this way to spend time with. She, your sister, should take that opportunity to take time out. If she continues to try and block you, point out that since she has been absent for at least 5 years and you really don't know how stable or unstable your mother's condition will continue to be, in your book, she can't be trusted to hang around and you insist on stability for your mother. I would also have a word with the nursing staff to contact you first should your mother's condition deteriorate, as you have been caring for her. You know what she needs and you have a very long journey to get there should she need you. Finally, and I sincerely hope your mother's condition improves greatly and that she can return home and your sister can go back to where she came from and stop trying to take over where she's not needed.
Oh, tough words.
Oh, Amber. Tough words. Yeah, but I've seen this. Listen, I've seen this at close quarters before, so I know how it works. They suddenly turn up after years of absence. I've been there. Yeah, right. No, they're not, okay. You know, I'd be looking at what else is going on. Anyway, enough on that.
Hi, Tina. My ex has just lost his job and has asked me to put in a good work at my place of work for him. I can't help wondering if this is a bad idea. What do you think, Tina?
I think it's a bad idea if you still fancy him. What if he makes a pass at one of your colleagues? How upsetting would that be? It's a bad idea if he still fancies you. You'd have an on-site stalker. It's a bad idea if he's not a good worker and makes a fool of you after you've put yourself out there to give him a good reference. Now, on the other hand, it's a good idea if... Nah, forget it. It's not a good idea. Don't bother.
Okay. Yes, straight to the point. Hi, Tina. I've recently come up to Dublin for a new job and I'm having problems with my two new housemates. Both are of similar age to me and have shared the house for 3 years. Upon first impression, they both seem lovely and were open to being friends and including me on their circle of friends as well. However, it's week 4 in the house and I'm being confronted with coldness and hostility. It has left me feeling awkward in my own home, almost like an intruder in their world. This sudden change of behaviour and their attitude towards me is baffling. I've always been very friendly, trying to make conversation with them to cover the awkward silences, but there's no change. Do I give up or continue going out of my way to remain friends with them?
Well, I am sorry to hear you're having a rough time with your new housemates, and I do hope your new job is worth it. If you have truly done nothing to aggravate them, things like dishes in the sink, hours in the bathroom, a hot boyfriend keeping the house awake at night while you're having fun, or you monopolizing their friends, then maybe being new in town, you are a little too dependent on their friendship, smothering them and their cozy twosome. Remember, two's company, three's a crowd. You need to give them some space to make yourself more attractive. A little reverse psychology is probably what's needed. What they can't have, they might want. Try this for a month, and if things really, really haven't improved, sadly, I would seriously consider moving on. You don't want to end up paying to be under bedroom arrest.
AskTinaK@gmail.com. Time to squeeze in one more, literally. I've had a friend for about 6 years who is so much fun to be with, and we are so alike in lots of ways, both in looks and attitude. Recently, I've been told by a reliable source that she has been talking about me behind my back, and what's worse, she actually telling me to gain weight by suggesting I look gaunt and wrinkled. I'm just over 11 stone. I'm shocked at this, but I don't want to confront her as I really don't want to ruin our good friendship.
Well, it's not a great friendship if she's actually doing and saying all these things, although there may be a reason for it, and that would be back to my old friend, jealousy. You may look and act alike, but are you more popular, sexier, or quick-witted? All these things can undermine even the very best of relationships, especially if you're perceived to be quite alike, but she's just missing that certain je ne sais quoi. This could be very irritating for her, and if you put yourself in her place, I'm sure you'll understand. Benefit of the doubt is the order of the day in the hopes that she will rally and revert to her old self. If she doesn't, I'm afraid you're going to have to sit her down and tell her how much you love and enjoy her company, but that she simply must stop making derogatory comments about you behind your back, the way you look and your size, because beauty, remember this, ladies, beauty comes from within, and she is seriously beginning to lack it. You can look as beautiful as you like, but if you're a nasty person, it's wasted. It's just, people only remember what you say. They don't remember, you know, she's so good looking, but she's such a nasty person.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's true. It's true. And the you can have the ugliest person who's absolutely lovely and people love them. So tell your friend to remember that one.
Okay, well, you sorted them out this week. Anyway,
I did.
You were in good form.
I was in good form. I thought, no time to be nice this week. I'll just go in with all guns blazing. Oh, God, I feel better after that.
AskTinaK@gmail.com. AskTinaK@gmail.com. And the dog show on Sunday, Glenmalure.
Yep, it starts at, well, signing in your dog starts at 2 o'clock, but the gates open at 12 noon with various demonstrations. So I look forward to seeing you there with all your lovely dogs.